What is fandom? Well, according to the Oxford Dictionary, fandom is simply defined as the state or condition of being a fan of something. More specifically, it can be referred to as the fans of a particular person, team, fictional series, etc., that are regarded collectively as a community or subculture. Now, that's a lot of words, so let's break it down. For example, let's say I am a big fan of Marvel, or DC. I guess they're pretty cool too. But going with the Marvel example, if I'm a really big Marvel fan, I might consider myself to be a member of the Marvel fandom. Another key point to keep in mind regarding fandom is that fandom is what's known as a participatory culture, which basically means that fans are not only consumers, but they are producers as well. Typically, within a fandom, this could look like fan fiction, fan art, fan videos. It can also mean attending fandom events. And for people who may be into geeky fandoms, the most popular event is Comic-Con. I'm talking like, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, etc. And actually, modern fan culture really originated from Star Trek in the 1960s. With Trekkie conventions being some of the first of their kind. Fandom itself, however, goes back a little bit farther. Let me explain. So, fans of the series Sherlock Holmes are thought to be the first modern fandom, and are credited with creating the first fan fictions, which are fan-made stories about a certain piece of literature or media. These works of fan fiction date back to as early as 1897, and in 1893, after the character was tragically killed off, apologies for the spoilers, fans actually held public gatherings of mourning for the character. Fandom continued to evolve, and in the 1930s, the science fiction world really took over. In fact, the World Science Fiction Convention has been happening every year since 1939, and this takes us back to Star Trek in the 60s and beyond, leading all the way up to now with the creation of social media. Thanks to social media, the internet, and more in-person events than ever, the world of fandom has really continued to expand. Now, fans can hop on websites to share their work or attend one of the many conventions available to them. Speaking of conventions, if you're not aware, Denver actually had its own Comic-Con, which happened very recently, and that's called Fan Expo Denver. Now, Fan Expo Denver is the ultimate go-to event for all things sci-fi, horror, and anime. It's a place for fans of all kinds to celebrate the magical world of pop culture. Fan Expo is produced by a company called Fan Expo HQ, which happens to be the largest Comic-Con producer in the world. There are multiple of them held throughout the country, and these conventions have something for everyone, whether you're into learning the inside scoop about the hottest new shows, or getting autographs from famous celebrities. When venturing into this realm of fandom and geek culture, there's honestly never a dull moment. Getting a little personal here, Fan Expo Denver, for me, has always held a special place in my heart. It was my first convention. I remember when I was in 7th grade and had just discovered conventions and cosplay were a thing, which, if you don't know, by the way, cosplay is what it's called when you dress up as a character, but more on that later. And anyway, middle school me immediately wanted in on this, of course. I, you know, begged my dad to go with me to what was then known as Denver Comic Con. This is before the name change. And, you know, I begged enough and he agreed, and that was the end of it. All it took for me was one convention and I was fully obsessed. So for that reason, this convention will always be dear to me. It was my introduction to the unity aspect of fandom and of pop culture. But before I knew conventions existed, I was enjoying anime and whatnot on my own. But this isn't at all the same thing. So exploring these fantasy worlds with other people creates an entirely different experience. Raving to your friend about the latest Marvel movie, or trying to collaborate with others to find like a hidden meaning in the content you're consuming makes it fun and honestly exciting. And, you know, even if you're not big on social situations, fandom culture is also good from an individual standpoint because it allows for self-expression, it allows for the creation of safe spaces, and it allows for individuals to explore things such as gender or even sexuality. And anyways, I feel like fun is something our society desperately needs, especially now with the current state of the world. And not only that, but these conventions and events provide a sense of unity, which is even more important. So why is unity that important? Well, while I was planning this segment, I actually did some research on this, which I found fascinating. Hopefully you guys will too. I found that the sense of belonging is sort of integral to our human experience, as in it's almost like a primitive need for us. Human connection and that sense of belonging are crucial to our well-being as individuals because social connection can offer a lot. Social connection can offer a boosted mood, decrease stress, and improve self-esteem. And a study I actually came across, which was conducted in 2018 by researchers with the American Cancer Society, examined data from more than 580,000 adults and found that social isolation can contribute to depression, insomnia, and even cognitive decline. Other research suggests that social isolation can increase the chances of death by at least 50%. A lack of human connection was found to be more harmful than even obesity and smoking. So, this is clearly some serious stuff here. Human connection improves the quality of life, and the consequences without it can be pretty severe. So, why am I talking about human connection all of a sudden? Well, as I mentioned earlier, a big part of fandom culture exists in unity. Things such as meetups, movie marathons, conventions, and even online forums give pop culture enthusiasts a community to be a part of where they feel that they can belong. Adding another little personal note here, I've met some of my best friends as a result of attending fandom events and conventions. I've gone to out-of-state conventions, and I've even attended events in other countries where I met people who I am still very good friends with to this day. These events are so crucial to not only providing unity, but also to keeping fandom culture itself alive. Because without community, a fandom will fall apart, and you know, that's why these events are so important. And being honest, I don't think I'm the only one who thinks this by a long shot. I had the privilege to be able to conduct some interviews at Fan Expo Denver this year about this topic, and let me just share these with you all because honestly, some of these folks can say it better than I can. So let me first ask you guys, who are you? Why are you here today at Fan Expo?
Just to have fun. I had a day off and I was like, why not?
Yeah, I've been coming here every single year since I moved to Denver, like many years ago. It's just like a tradition for me.
When you hear the word fandom or when you hear pop culture, what does that mean to you guys? What effect has that world had on you and on your lives?
It's like a community that I have enjoyed kind of going in and seeing how everybody likes to react to their certain fandom or all the cosplays and the fanfiction. It's just fun to see everybody's interpretation of whatever fandom they're in.
Yeah, the same for me. It's just home. I just think of home like any weird thing that you had interest in or, I don't know, any game or TV show you grew up with. It's just really fun to see all the other people who are also interested in it, and it's just kind of like a family.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally with you guys on that. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners, like in regards to pop culture, fandom?
Don't worry about being weird. Make sure that you do the things that you actually want to do.
Can I have you guys introduce yourself?
I'm CeeLo.
I'm Darla.
What brings you guys to Fan Expo today?
I love cosplaying, and I just love everything to do with the environment and pop culture.
I also like cosplaying, and I enjoy comics.
When you hear the words pop culture, when you hear fandom, how do you interpret that? What does that mean to you personally?
I definitely think it means a lot to me. I think it's very artistic, very fun, very comic-based usually, and usually I love the elements of like creativity they put in it.
I typically think of community, just like a big broad community where you can connect depending on all sorts of interests, whether it's comics, anime, sometimes they overlap as well.
Where can our listeners find your work, follow your stuff?
You can follow me on Instagram or on TikTok. It's all lowercase XX soft soulful siren. And then for cosplay, for Instagram, that'll be all lowercase XX candy cat cosplay.
You can find me on Peaches and Soda, one word, on Instagram and TikTok.
So I am Elle.
I am Chris.
What brings you to Denver Fan Expo today?
Denver Fan Expo is awesome. It's the premier Comic-Con here or convention in Colorado, and this is the one to be at.
Yeah, most definitely. We're just here to have a great time. You know, we're just cosplaying, having a good time, but it's definitely the biggest convention here in Colorado for when it comes to anime, Star Wars, everything, all the above. It's a great time.
When you guys hear the terms fandom, pop culture, what does that mean to you personally, having been in this community?
Personally, I mean, as far as fandom goes, I think more personally, because I'm a World of Warcraft lover. I definitely fall in that fandom, which is my signature cosplay here. Yeah, I just think about all the cosplayers.
Yeah, for me, you know, it's something that we all grew up with when it comes to pop culture, and everybody's here to have a great time, and we all love our favorite iconic characters, and I do see a lot of cosplayers out here, so I know we're having a great time.
For our listeners who want to know where they can follow you, where they can find your work, I'll give you guys a little shout out.
At BaklaNiaKit on Instagram, BAKLA_NI_AKIT, you'll be able to find this demon hunter.
If you guys ever do want to follow me and look at my work, I got a TikTok. It's the new guy at work. And then I also got on Instagram. I got two. One's the new guy at work, and the other one's it's L. Don't You Know. That's where I do my main cosplay stuff.
Would you mind telling us your name?
Hi, what's up? My name is Preston Plord, and you currently can't see, but I'm dressed as Ash Ketchum from Pokemon, his original version.
So, Preston, what brings you to Fan Expo today?
I had the day off from work to attend this because conventions are seem to be like a place I do like a really large portion of my socializing. I want to get to know people, want to meet some favorite celebrities of mine. Like I met Steve Burns from Blue's Clues earlier today, and the way younger version of me was going absolutely nuts.
When you hear the words like fandom, pop culture, what does that mean to you personally?
I think it's just, they're just like the usual labels for things that anyone would enjoy, whether it be like a certain video game franchise or a certain show or anime or certain movie series or certain genre of music, any of that good stuff.
And Preston, where can our listeners find your content and your work?
You can find it at a whole bunch of places. You can find me, I'm most active these days on Instagram. Look me up at Preston Plord Projects. Plord is spelled P-L-O-U-R-D, Preston Plord Projects.
Clearly you can tell that these fans are super passionate about what they're doing and about fandom, which is really neat. And notice the common theme amongst these cosplayers and congoers, right? They all bring up community and the importance of it. I was lucky enough to interview different types of congoers and really wanted to gain different perspectives from various people, but the results are pretty similar. Fandom is associated and even somewhat synonymous with community. And another really cool aspect of fandom is that it can help people in ways you may not normally think about. For example, think about people in crisis. Fandom allows them an outlet of escape and comfort. You know, while doing my interviews, I came across a table called Cap for Kids, a nonprofit organization that provides hope to kids in need. And I was able to speak with their founder and organizer about their work. This is what they had to say.
My name's Kara. I'm operations manager for 501c3 called Cap for Kids.
What is Cap for Kids?
So we are a local nonprofit. We are staged right here in Denver, but we help families nationally. And what we do is we raise funds to help families of children who are going through treatment for pediatric cancer. And what we do with our donations is we fund every single one of our families up to $5,000 per family. And what that money goes to that makes us a little different than other organizations that are out there is we fund like more necessity type things. We help them pay for vehicles, rent. We've helped families get beds. cars, things like that. A lot of the families that we help are low or no income even before they help sick, they have sick children. So we kind of help them to stay afloat so they can focus more on their children. And then part of our outreach revolves around dressing up as costumed characters here in Rocket today. I have Nathan here in Hawkeye. He's one of our founders, actually. We do hospital visits. We'll do home visits as well to kind of spread a little joy to the kids while they're going through treatment.
Absolutely, and that is such an important thing for our community, so thank you so much. We really need that, especially now. When it comes to kids having a character to look up to, like, what sort of impact do you guys think that has on them?
So we, as a charity, most of our characters tend to run in ultimately things that are technically owned by Disney, but most of the characters that we all like to dress up as and play are the characters who have kind of that sad backstory, who had a rough start. You look at Captain America, our founder. He started out as this skinny guy from Brooklyn who was constantly getting his butt kicked, but he could do that all day because it was the right thing to do. And the character that I do, Hawkeye, was, unless you're a big fan of the comics, you don't really know, but he's one of those guys who just went out there and did the job because it needed to get done, and ultimately did it all for his family. So that's what we look for with our characters that we dress up as, is those characters that can inspire people to be better. Better than what they've had, better than what they started as, and better than what they can be. Because ultimately, we're always looking to grow, and we're always looking to be better, and we want our kids to feel that as well. Because one of the things that helps them heal and get better is having that to look forward to and knowing that I can be more than I am.
What else would you like our listeners to know? What else would you like to say to the city of Denver and Boulder and Coloradoans in general?
First off, charities like ours that are small but working very hard to make a difference are the most important ones to support. Our charity, 100% of the donations that we're getting this weekend, every dollar that goes in our boxes, is going directly back to the families. We're self-funded. All of our expenses are covered by members of the board. And if we're lucky, we might get a few corporate sponsors that'll allow us to spend some of their dollars towards running the charity. But ultimately, if you're, you know, anybody off the street and you put $1 in that box, 100 pennies are going directly to a family we support. And those charities are the ones that are really making a difference out there. Research your charities. Make sure you know where your money's going.
For sure. And anything else you would like to add as well?
We have, at this point, since we started, we have helped almost, we're about to onboard our 69th family, which is amazing. We have put out almost over $350,000 all have gone towards these families. Every penny from our community helps. We do have a waiting list. We have people reaching out to us weekly, you know, and so any way you guys can help, reach out to go to capforkids.org. We have tons of information there about our charity, and, you know, we love our help from our community because that's where we can help these families. So we appreciate you guys a lot.
As you've heard, these folks are doing some really important work in such a creative way. They're utilizing characters from fandom to provide kids with some much-needed hope and inspiration. And what's more, Cat for Kids isn't the only organization doing this work. While I was at Fan Expo Denver, I saw multiple nonprofits doing similar things. And this is just another way that fandom culture can do good in ways we may not expect. Now, I know, you might be sitting there asking, hey, intern Jinx, this is the economy show. What does fandom have to do with the economy? Well, listeners, other than the fact that those involved in fandom culture are pretty active in contributing to the economy, don't get me started on merchandise. We don't need to go there. What if I told you that fandom itself can be described as a gift economy? Listeners, let me introduce you to Tasha Turk, an author who discusses fandom as a gift economy. This means that fandom isn't based on money or explicit goods or services, but on giving, receiving, and reciprocating. Turk argues that the process of gift exchange is, quote, part of what makes it possible to experience and analyze fandom as a community rather than simply a large and shifting number of people occupying the same affinity space. So, within fandom, the most valuable gifts are those that take lots of time, lots of skill, and labor to create. And the value of those gifts lies in the labor that goes into their creation. These gifts can include a wide variety of things, like commenting on another person's art, or volunteering your time to help someone edit a fan video, for example. In short, the work that goes into maintaining the fandom economy relates to the formation of fandom as a community. Fandom is a system of circular giving, and therefore there is value in creating content as well as consuming it for everyone involved. And you can see this gift economy in motion at conventions as well, I think especially. There are things such as cosplay contests, so competitions for those who dress up as characters to see who can portray their character the best, where fandom enthusiasts can compete and show off their hard work on a stage in exchange for praise, feedback, awards, and more. And then in turn, audience members get to see their favorite characters come alive. And this is only one of the many ways that the gift economy is exhibited in fandom culture. One of the individuals I interviewed, Lucky Grim Cosplay, is a professional cosplayer and costume creator. This is what she had to say about fandom.
Hi, I'm here as a guest here at Fan Expo. I'm a professional costume maker and designer out of Los Angeles, California, here to host some classes and panels to teach people how to make costumes.
What would you say as a pro cosplayer, what does fandom mean to you? What does pop culture mean to you?
Pop culture means something you can get lost into and just enjoy it. There's very little in the world you can truly find joy in. And fandom is just something you can lose your whole sense of self and sense of worry in and just enjoy it.
Would you say you have a favorite cosplay? And if so, what would that cosplay be? I know it's a tricky question. You got a lot, for sure.
I'm always going to choose my wizard from Diablo 3. It's 300 hours of hand sewing. The embroidery is made of 14 karat gold. It's real hand-woven raw silk, hand-tied wig. It's my favorite thing I've ever made, and I think it's always going to be my favorite thing I've ever made.
That sounds incredibly intricate. Do you have any tips for maybe some of our listeners who have never tried cosplay, who are interested in getting into that world?
Don't get discouraged, because you have to remember, in order to be okay, you have to be bad. In order to be good, you have to be okay. In order to be great, you have to be good. You have to get good. Nobody starts out great. And it's just time and effort. That's all it is. Anybody can become an amazing cosplayer. It's just time and effort.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to tell the people of Colorado? Where can we find you and your content?
You can find all my content on Instagram at Lucky Grim. I don't put anything behind a paywall. All my tutorials are on there. And if you have time this year in September on Labor Day, the movie I did the costumes for, Legend of the White Dragon, a piece of Power Rangers lore, comes to the big screen.
Aside from dressing up, fans can also purchase artwork made by other members of the community. I also interviewed Rain, an artist and creator who had this to say about fandom.
My art definitely is very inspired by anime style stuff. I draw a lot of original characters and some cool, like, spooky stuff, some space stuff. Yeah.
Rain, when you hear the words pop culture or fandom, what does that mean to you as a person, as an artist?
Well, to me, it's a community to me of a bunch of nerds who all are into the same things, and we can come together and, whether it be here or online or just in a fandom in general, to celebrate the things that we all love.
Then, Rain, where can we find you and your work?
I have a website, itsraininggcolor.com, and then I'm also It's Raining Color on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr, and all the other social medias.
So as you've heard, fandom can be really impactful in a variety of different ways, and can make a big difference to multiple groups of people. With the expansion of the digital world, these impacts and opportunities will only continue to grow, and the possibilities with it. I know I'm certainly excited about it. And there you have it, a little introductory crash course about the world of fandom and pop culture. If you're interested in finding out more about fandom, be sure to check out these wonderful people and content creators. Well, folks, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Jinx with The Economy. Stay tuned.